Chief Wiggum, Archbishop McGee, distinguished guests, I am pleased to dedicate this emergency warning system. In the off chance of a nuclear disaster, this sign will tell you, the good citizens of Springfield, what to do.
Joked on them. If the core explodes, there won't be any power to light that sign.
And now I would like to present the man who made this sign possible. By dropping the last of his obstructionist legal challenges, Montgomery Burns.
Mr. Burns is never late. Something must be terribly wrong.
Well, there better be. Nobody leaves Diamond Joe Quimby holding a bag.
Must turn over. Got to greet dignitaries.
Oh, no. Mr. Burns, we've got to get a doctor.
Absolutely not. No quacks or bones is going to apply his leeches to me. As long as there's an ounce of strength left in me, I...
Mr. Burns is suffering from what we medical men call hypohemia. In layman's terms, it's quite simply a lack of blood.
Damn it, Doctor, I'm no idiot. I know what hypohemia is. What I want to know is what can we do about it?
Well, at this point, our only hope is a transfusion.
How long does it take to sterilize a needle?
A few seconds.
Oh, skip it. Just leave me enough to get home.
I'm afraid it's not that simple. His blood type is double O negative. It's quite rare.
But I'm B positive. Damn this common gutter blood in my veins.
Smithers, don't feel so bad. After all, that... kidney you donated to me really hit the spot.
Attention all employees. Our boss and inspiration, Mr. Burns, is at death's door. If you have type double O negative blood, I implore you to report to the blood mobile outside. That is all.
I give him my blood except for one thing.
What's that?
I don't wanna.
I can't believe you guys. There's a human being out there with millions of dollars who needs our help.
And you don't want to cash in? That's why you losers are stuck in this crummy dead-end job.
You know, Homer, I am your supervisor.
Sorry, sir.
Maggie, look. What's that? Lemur. Lemur. Zebu. Zebu.
What are you doing, honey?
I'm trying to teach Maggie that nature doesn't end with the barnyard. I want her to have all the advantages that I didn't have.
Lisa, we did the best we could. What's a zebu?
It's like an ox, only it has a hump and a dewlap. Hump and dewlap. Hump and dewlap.
March, what's my blood type?
A positive.
Oh, no, it's extremely rare blood, and I don't have it.
You know his blood type? Romantic.
My mother knows everything about her family.
Oh, yeah? What's my shoe size?
4B.
How many teeth do I have?
16 permanent, 8 baby.
Earmuff.
XL.
Ring?
I don't want you wearing rings. It looks cheap. But 3.
Allergies.
Butterscotch and imitation butterscotch.
And?
Glow-in-the-dark monster makeup.
Ooh, impressive.
How many hairs on my head without looking?
Oh, homie, you have lots of hair. Why did you want to know your blood type?
Oh, old man Burns is going to kick off if he doesn't get some double O negative blood, but nobody at the plant has it.
Bart does?
Woo! Yes! All right! Woo! Congratulations, boy! You've got a date with a needle!
Hey, wait a minute. I don't have to give blood. I have rights, you know.
Yeah, you have the right to remain silent.
Bart, you have to help someone in need. It's the only decent thing to do.
No!
Bart, it's not like I'm asking you to give blood for free. That would be crazy. You're a little young to understand this, but when you save a rich man's life, he showers you with riches. Don't you know the story of Hercules and the lion?
Is it a Bible story?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, once upon a time, there was a big, mean lion who got a thorn in his paw, and all the village people tried to pull it out, but nobody was strong enough. So they got Hercules, and Hercules used his mighty strength, and... bingo! Anyway, the moral is, the lion was so happy, he gave Hercules this big thing of riches.
How did a lion get rich?
It was the olden days. Hey, let's go! Emergency! Life or death here!
Just a segment.
Whoa, Otto, man, you work here?
Oh, yeah. During the day, all my friends are in school, so I got a job as a certified bloodletting tech dude.
Now, let's get the show on the road.
Okay, let me wash up.
Homer, brave young Bart.
I don't know which one to hug first.
The boy.
We're ready with the transfusion.
Smithers, I'm not going to make it. I want to dictate my epitaph.
Go ahead.
Charles Montgomery Burns. Mm-hmm. American. Mm-hmm. And patriot. American patriot. Master of the atom. Scourge of the despot. Oh, tyrants, hear his mighty name, and quick, Smithers, I'm back. Oh, top of the morning to ye. Why, look who's here. It's good old you.
Hi, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Brown Shoes. How about that local sports team?
Hmm? Mr. Burns, he's okay.
Jackpot! Ay, caramba! Well, that's game. Hasta mañana, Osvaldo. Smithers, I'm back in the pink, full of pith and vinegar.
Just remarkable, sir.
You know, it's funny, Smithers. I tried every tincture and poultice and tonic and patent medicine there is. And all I really needed was the blood of a young boy. By the way, what was the lad's name?
Bart Simpson, sir?
Who?
He's the son of Homer Simpson, one of your steps in Sector 7G.
Well, the Simpsons will be getting a very nice surprise in the mail. Very nice indeed.
Bill? Bill? Summon? Bill? Wait a minute. From C.M. Burns. Is this it? Yes, this is it! Woo-hoo! Woo! Bart, Lisa, Maggie, let's do this out in the yard where the neighbors can see. Lisa, dim the lights. No, turn on more lights. But do something.
Yes, Dad.
It's a little thin, but that's okay. It could be a check. All right, there's no check, just a card. But don't panic. I'm sure it tells us what we're getting and where we can pick it up. Dear Bart, thank you kindly for the blood. Yours truly, Montgomery Burns. Oh, it's just a card! Is it some way to show your gratitude? No gold, no diamonds, no ruby, not even a lousy card! Wait a minute, there was a card. That's what got me so mad in the first place!
Homer, you don't do things like that to be rewarded. You do them because a fellow human being needs a helping hand.
Marge, you're my wife, and I love you very much, but you're living in a world of make-believe with flowers and bells and leprechauns and magic frogs with funny little hats.
Yeah, Mom, we got hosed.
We got exactly what we wanted out of this. We gave an old man a second chance.
I promised my boy one simple thing. Lots of riches. And that man broke my promise. Well, I've had it. Bart, take a letter. Dear Mr. Burns, I'm so glad you enjoyed my son's blood. And your card was just great. In case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic. You stink. Could you read that last part back to me?
You stink.
Good. You are a senile, buck-toothed old mummy with bony girl arms, and you smell like...
an elephant's butt?
An elephant's butt.
But he's your boss. Do you have to nail it right this minute?
Yep.
You're still angry, Homer. Why don't you sleep on it?
Forget it, Marge.
Please, homie. For me.
Oh, all right. You always do that hand thing. It usually works. Cheap son of a...
Breakfast is ready.
Oh, Mark, you saved me from making a big mistake. You know, I finally understand the meaning of...
The meaning of what?
Better half, Marge. Better half.
Oh, thank you.
Where's the letter? No, where is it? No,
Homer, I don't think it's in the cornstarch canister.
Well, it's somewhere. It didn't just get up and walk away. Bart, have you seen the letter?
Yep.
All right. Think very carefully. Where did you see it last?
The last place I saw it was in my hand.
Yeah?
As I was shoving it into the mailbox.
Oh! Why did you do that?
Dad, there were things in the letter that had to be said, and I know you. You're an emotional guy. Just because you were mad last night is no guarantee you'd be mad in the morning, so I think...
You mad in the morning?
Homer, you encouraged him. You should be strangling yourself.
She's right. Okay, think, Homer. Don't panic. They don't pick up the mail till noon. There's still time. Ow. 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 Ow.
Give it up, Homer. It's locked up tight.
Locked, eh? Well, I just might have a little surprise up my sleeve for old Mr. Lock. Step aside, boy.
Why the hose, Homer?
What does it look like? I'll get our letters so wet, the ink will run and no one will be able to read it.
Yeah, but don't other people have mail in there?
So a few people won't get a few letters. Boo-hoo! You know the kind of letters people write. Dear somebody, you never heard of. How is so-and-so? Blah, 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 blah. Yours truly, some bozo. Big loss.
Now, Bart, you keep an eye out for the mailman. Just give me some kind of signal.
Dad, the mailman's here.
That's a good one. We'll use that.
No, I mean the mailman's here.
God, are you planning to water the mail?
I guess it wouldn't do any good to run because you're a mail lady and you know my name and address and everything, huh?
That's right.
Well, I'm still going to run.
I want the whole world to hear the story of my harrowing struggle with hypohemia.
Well, sir, Mr. Roman is one of the finest ghostwriters in the business. He's written Like Hell I Can't, Up from the Muck, The Unsinkables That Ruined My Baradad.
Excellent. All right. First question. Have you slept with anyone famous?
Well, Karis von Zeppelin and I...
What in blaze? Now you listen to me, you bargain basement Baudelaire. I'm not some dizzy starlet who can't string two words together. I can write this thing myself. You're fired.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know. Great plan, Bart.
Ooh, look, Maggie. What is that? Dodecahedron.
Lisa, I don't know what you're doing, but it's very strange and your father's trying to worry.
Chapter the fifth. A trip to the infirmary with most unexpected results.
Oops.
28 minutes till Burns comes in. Time for Operation Mail Take.
Can I help you? Oh, don't be frightened of this. It's nothing but a letter opener. Who are you?
Don't tell him. Give him a fake name. Homer Simpson.
Oh! Simpson, huh? Simpson! Why, there's a letter here from you. I'll just read it right now. Dear Mr. Burns, I'm so glad you enjoyed my son's blood, and your card was just great. Why, Simpson, you've made my day. You're a true gentleman.
Yeah, well, I'll be on.
Hello, there's more. In case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic. You stink. You are a senile, buck-toothed old mummy with bony girl arms, and you smell like an elephant's butt.
Hey, come on, Joey. You have to twist my arm?
Homer, I don't tell you how to do your job, okay?
I could crush him like an ant, but it would be too easy. No, revenge is a dish best served cold. I'll bide my time until... Oh, what the hell, I'll just crush him like an ant. Senile, eh? Buck-toothed, am I? Bony arms, are they? Liver spots, did I? Chinless, will you?
His pink slip awaits your signature, sir.
Now, that's odd. I've just robbed a man of his livelihood.
And yet I feel strangely empty. Tell you what, Smithers. Have him beaten to a pulp.
But, sir.
But what?
Nothing, sir.
Oh, I've never seen Mr. Burns this mad, and he's always kind of mad. Me and my big letter-writing pen.
Honey, what's done is done. No matter what happens, we'll pull through. We always do.
Okay, here's a plan. You can move in with your sisters and raise the kids, and I'll die in a gutter. It's practical and within our means.
They always told me I was going to destroy the family, but I never believed it.
That's okay, Bart. Nobody really believed it. We were just trying to scare you.
You know Homer Simpson?
Yeah, nice guy. Play poker with him once in a while.
Mm-hmm. We, need him beaten up.
You got it.
Wait.
What is it?
Nothing. Wait.
What?
Beat, but don't kick.
Hold the kicks. Got it.
Wait.
What?
Hey,
what did Homie do, anyway?
He saved Mr. Burns' life!
In closing, gentle reader, I'd like to thank you. What's that you say? Me thanking you? No, it's not a misprint. For you see, I enjoyed writing this book as much as you enjoyed reading it. The end. Ah, Smithers, how'd the beating go?
Sir, there was no beating.
What? Well, that's a hell of a thing. Why?
Because I called it off.
Judas!
I'm sorry, sir, but I just couldn't hurt Homer Simpson. He saved your life.
I see.
I know you're mad at me, but I think it's only fair to warn you. I'm going to stand outside the gate until you forgive me.
No need, Smithers. As usual, you've been the sober yin to my raging yang. Put her there, old pal.
Sir, well, I wish this handshake would never end. I'm afraid we still have the Simpson matter to attend to.
We do indeed, old friend. We do indeed.
Mouse Tavern, where do you lead me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately? Listen to me, you little puke. One of these days I'm going to catch you, and I'm going to carve my name on your back with an ice pick. What's the matter, Homer? You're not your normal effervescent self.
I got my problems, Mo. Give me another one.
Hey, Homer, hey, you should not drink to forget your problems.
Yeah, you should always drink to enhance your social skills.
We'll get the Simpsons a present. An extravagant present. A mad, unthinkable, utterly impossible present. A frabulous, grabulous, zip-zoop, zabulous present. Too practical. Ugh, too cutie-poo. Too cornball. Your pool table? Are you mad? I'm not going to turn his home into a saloon. Eureka! We found it!
But, sir, it's $32,000.
Don't you dare sully this moment with your price taggery. It's perfect!
Oh, woe is me.
Oh, my! It's Mr. Burns.
Heave-ho!
Heave-ho!
Wait, Daddy! Smiling!
Mr. Burns, you brought us a present.
Why, what did you think I was going to do? Have you beaten to a bloody pulp? To show there's no hard feelings, please take an advance copy of my book. Will there ever be a rainbow? And now, young fellow, I haven't forgotten you. Here.
Wow, a crowbar.
It's to open the crate, stupid.
What did I tell you? I'll bet it's filled with diamonds, rubies, sapphires, pearls.
A big ugly head!
No! Actually, son, it's a big ugly Olmec Indian head. It was carved by Mesoamerican Indians over 3,000 years ago. This gruesome customer is Extapolapaquetl, the god of war.
Awesome!
No, Maggie, not Aztec. Olmec. Olmec.
Marge, what does it do?
Doesn't do anything.
Marge, really, what does it do?
Whatever it does, it's doing it now.
Well, I'll let you get acquainted with Senor Extapolapaquetl. Ta! Did you see their faces, Smithers?
Sir, you're my god of generosity.
Save a guy's life and what do you get? Nothing. Worse than nothing.
It's a big, scary rock.
Hey, man, don't badmouth the head.
Homer, it's a thought that counts. The moral of this story is a good deed is its own reward.
Hey, we got a reward. The head is cool.
Well, then, I guess the moral is no good deed goes unrewarded.
Wait a minute. If I hadn't written that nasty letter, we wouldn't have gotten anything.
Well, then I guess the moral is the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Perhaps there is no moral to this story.
Exactly. It's just a bunch of stuff that happened.
But it certainly was a memorable few days.
Amen to that.